This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Friday. Man, the sunshine is nice. Digging it. All right. Every Friday morning, we do a little thing we call the Brinkouter Home Highlight. It's so much more than that because they're doing so much more than just buying, selling homes. They're giving back to the community. And we talked about this with Debbie Bogle yesterday about your partnership with the United Way. That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, we've got a five, six-month plan that we're doing with the United Way in conjunction with Brinkouter Realtors. We got our agents participating, and we're going to culminate all that at our end-of-the-year party at the Devon. So we're real excited and hoping to raise a little bit of money for them.
Yeah, and I saw Tony and the Keats scholarships. And, I think that you will find, companies will find, and it's why locally owned companies always have the advantage of somebody trying to come into a community and do something from Cincinnati, is that you're on the ground, you know the issues, you can deal with the issues, Your folks want to roll their sleeves up and get involved, and your company is better for that. The camaraderie, people want to work for a place that gives back and is an integral part of the community.
It feels good. I mean, that's a big thing, too.
Right.
It's like, I think, especially over the last 2 years, it's nice to see smiling faces and give back to the community, and I mean, that altruistic spirit like catches you, and just like the sun outside, it makes you feel.
Well, I do think that, I know you do it for the right reason, which is to help. But I do think that there is a benefit that comes back to companies that do that the right way. And I don't care if it's the size of ADM or it's the size of Brinkouter or anything in between. And the younger people that are coming into the workforce, that is at the top of their list about, where they want to work and what kind of company they want to be a part of.
Right. And it's more than just money, Brian. I mean, we have agents that are going to participate in reading programs and go in and donate their time. And we're going to do this over this period of time, and we'll have groups of agents take a month. Like Tony's got the month of May, and he's going to be doing with scholarships or something.
Yeah.
He's doing.
Yeah.
So. There's a lot of different projects, and we tried to create something too where whatever you're into, wherever you want to, whether it's a physical or financial donation or donating your time, we're just trying to create kind of a variety of things so people can participate in different ways. Because frankly, everybody's into different things. Like if I have an opportunity to go out and do something outside that's maybe athletic, like kickball, then I'm all over that. But somebody else might want to participate in a book reading at the local library or something like that. So it's all about participation and getting people involved, and then more importantly, just giving back.
They used to call that back in the day, your time, your treasure, your talent. There's a lot of ways that you can give back. So that's kudos to you guys. It just seems we're talking about it every week, something different, something new. Following Tony's group on Instagram, seeing them out in the schools and stuff, it's really cool. All right, talk to me a little bit about where we are right now in the housing market. And there's two conversations. There's the housing market, we look at national stuff, and then there's the local housing market. And while some of those trends follow, what does it look like right here in the Macon County area right now?
It's still really, really good. There's still very little inventory. In the past 2-3 months, I've been coming in here telling you there's 120, 125 homes active on the market in Macon County. Right now, there's 142 as of this morning, so we're seeing that tick up a little bit. It's been holding in that 140 range. Interest rates have gone up. They're high fives, maybe 6%, which does affect. I think we have hit the peak, in my estimation, and you're going to see the market starting to trend back towards normal. That being said, there were 141 sales in April. 113 of those sold in less than 30 days.
Yeah.
It's still happening.
The demand is still there. Yeah. You're probably maybe at the tipping point, but it hasn't gone the way over. So if you're on the fence or you've been thinking about maybe selling your house, you've still got a window here.
My comment would be, if you want top dollar, get your house on the market now.
Right now. And the easiest way to do that is just go to Brinkouter.com. And if you have an agent, you want to find an agent. How many years? We added it up. How many years of experience?
It was over 800 years.
800 years.
Over 800 years of cumulative experience. There's a lot of expertise there. And I think as we navigate this market, to have a realtor.
Well, listen, I'm in the communication business. I've been in it for a long time. And there's no one that comes close to matching what you guys, particularly in the digital world, the experience that you give people right from their tablet or their phone is so far superior than anybody close.
Just for example, Brian, right now it is not untypical to have multiple offers on your home.
Yeah.
And if you've got three or four offers, you need some expert guidance on how to navigate those offers, because mm-hmm. it's not just about what the price is on that offer. It's the closing date. It's the financing terms. It's any number of things other than just price. And escalation clauses. If you've never heard of an escalation clause, it's not untypical to have an escalation clause in an offer right now. So there's a lot of different things that take effect in this type of a market. And it's just, you need help to navigate it.
All right. So Lewis is in with you today, and we're going to take a little trip to 3772 Sims Drive, Decatur, split level, 4-bed, 2.5-bath. This is in the Warrensburg School District, and this just hit the market. This is a nice-looking home, Lewis.
It's a beautiful home. You said it right there. It's in Warrensburg School District, Decatur address. One of the things that I really like is the price point per square footage. You've got $3,000 in this market. Where they have it priced is very nice. Wonderful neighborhood, easy access if you want to get, be neighborly and friendly. It's a wonderful home. It is being shown quite a bit. It's only been on the market for, I think, a day now. So if it's something that you're interested in, definitely reach out to your agent, or you can reach out to me or anyone on Team Booker. You can contact me at 217-853-5924. But this one won't last. So
it looks like you got a pretty good sized basement too, right? That has a lot of potential to be a lot of things.
Exactly. The family that's living there now, they've really enjoyed the home. Their chapter is changing, and they're sad to see it go. But it's not going to last very long. So if you're looking, definitely reach out.
So give us an idea, Lewis. How many showings in one day?
This went active yesterday morning. I know of 5 showings that have already happened.
In the first day.
That's what I know of. This is Terry's listing technically, so she's been in contact with those agents. But it's, you definitely need someone to help you navigate.
No doubt, because, although you have done a great job in less than 24 hours, you got all the pictures up, I can look at the floor plans. Yep. Some of these transactions are happening before that can even happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the agent comes in. They've got the knowledge. Sometimes it's not even hitting the website.
Yeah. I mean, we like to put them on with the pictures. You don't want to put something out on the website and not have the pictures done. So we go to shoot the pictures first. And sometimes in the interim of shooting those pictures and getting it to go active, it's sold.
Yeah.
I will say, in a lot of cases, the locked and loaded, we have a pretty, very streamlined process. From the moment the agent takes the listing and puts in the order with HomeSite, we're collaborating together, getting that live, getting the flyers up, getting the floor plan up. It is truly streamlined, and I think that's advantageous for the sellers because it helps them put their best house forward, helps those potential buyers have the information right in front of them. And we work very vigorously. There are occasions where, of course, it's just fast moving and people are like, I don't care, just put the house on the market, like we'll get the pictures. But for the most part, it's extremely streamlined.
All right, $25 coffee connection on our Not a Kidder Facebook page. Want to like, comment, feel free to share.
Maybe not coffee, you get a smoothie or something.
You can get whatever you want. They got good stuff all the way around. And they do a ton to give back to the community. They're just great people as well. It's great you guys are able to circulate this stuff and help other businesses and be involved in all the things that happen. The expo last week, the breakfast, I know you guys, the chamber, near and dear to your heart. Yep. Events are coming back.
Yeah,
Devin's opening like in a week.
I'm telling you, we're just happy to have in-person meetings at the office.
Yeah.
We went 2 years working virtual. There was 3-4 month period. Me and Diane are the only two people in the office. And it's nice to be around people again.
Yeah, it is. All right, you can check it out. Go to the Not a Kidder Facebook page right now. $25 gift card to Coffee Connection up for grabs. And check out the listing. 3772 Sims Drive, Decatur, Warrensburg Schools. Nice looking house. Check it out. Guys, have a great weekend. You got anybody graduating or anything? It feels like that's all that's happening over the next 2 weeks.
Well, Brian, I'm getting older. My kids are in their late 20s now. So
okay, so
I'm done with
nieces,
graduations
nephews, anything?
Now.
I mean,
mine aren't there yet.
It's not there yet? Yeah. Well, to all the grads, it's an exciting time. Everybody feels so optimistic about the future and what they're going to do in careers.
I get to play some golf tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
So. I hope so.
I'm ready for high school playoff baseball. So we got
the guy.
We got regional starting next week.
So, really? Yeah. How come that doesn't get more love? I think it's a longer game, takes longer, slower. I mean, those kids deserve just as much recognition as anybody else, right?
Yeah. Kind of football dominates, Brian.
Yeah, you know, basketball dominates,
but I'm a baseball guy, and I'm helping out at St. Teresa a little bit, and we're just looking forward to the playoffs.
All right, well, good luck to you guys.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.